Composer Robert Schumann was streaky. He's famously known for devoting a single year to writing mostly songs, and another year was dominated by most of his best chamber music. Not so with his four symphonies, composed over the span of 10 years, with lots of fits and starts, second-guessing and reworking. Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony bring them all together in their newest release of Schumann's Complete Symphonies. Music director Tilson Thomas sums up Schumann's time and place alongside other Romantic-era greats like Frédéric Chopin, Franz Liszt, and Hector Berlioz.
These guys are kind of thrill seekers, and they love flouting convention, and they love really being in confrontation with society and all of its rules, and they love people knowing about all of the controversies surrounding their lives.
Schumann lived a dramatic life. He tried to pursue a career as a virtuoso pianist, but a hand injury ended that dream. He married his piano teacher's daughter, Clara Wieck, herself one of the greatest pianists of the day and a gifted composer. Schumann also suffered serious mental illness, alternating what was called exaltation and melancholy. He attempted suicide. His life ended in a mental institution. Like many great artists, Schumann's inner struggle was intense, and he didn't even start out to become one of history's finest and most personal composers.
He was a law student, and in one of his diaries, he writes, "Tired of studying, something else coming up." And then next, he writes, "This week was the most debauched of my life." Shortly thereafter, he decided he was going to be either a poet or a musician, dropped out of law school.
And after that came all the piano and composing stuff. Early in his symphonic cycle was Schumann's most dramatic and original symphony, which actually came to be called the fourth and last. The new Schumann symphony recordings by the San Francisco Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas are all live concert performances, adding that extra tightrope walk intensity. At the same time, Schumann's intimacy comes through.
You know, if you were out on a date with Wagner or Berlioz, they'd be saying, "Hey, guess what? There's another club we could go to. Oh, there's another party that I know just the right people. If we say the right words, we can still get in. Oh, there's a place where they do these things. Oh, it's unspeakable, but it's just the wildest thing. Oh," and in that context, Schumann would say, "Yeah, well, we could do that, but, you know, we could also go home. We could just go home. We could have such a nice time if the two of us just went home." And something of that really is in the warmth of his music.
Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony's Schumann Symphonies, numbers 1 through 4, is WKAR's new release of the month for April. I'm Peter Wolf.